A number of school districts around the region have canceled classes recently over coronavirus fears, some to respond to students' and teachers' exposures to the virus, others to disinfect classrooms. With a look now at how the districts reached those decisions and whether to close, we're joined by Tom Scott, the director of the Massachusetts Association of School Superintendents. Good morning, Mr. Scott. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
It's my pleasure.
Let me ask you this. Is there a clear-cut, agreed-upon policy for deciding when a local school superintendent would close a school?
Those decisions are made between the school superintendent and the local Board of Health. We also have superintendents have access to the Department of Public Health as well. So we have a direct line to them if those questions arise. But because of the status of and the timing of this particular disease, we are largely dependent on working with our local authorities.
And what are school superintendents telling you? Are they getting the guidance that they need from those local authorities or state officials?
I would say in large part they are. There are certainly those cases, more complicated cases, where I think there's a lot of deliberation that goes beyond the local health authorities. I think one of the things that we certainly have encouraged is that whatever they can provide in the way of consistent protocols around these issues is certainly better for us. We understand some of the unique circumstances that are taking place, but as we go through this and after each case is taking place, I think we're coming closer and closer to having consistency. The other thing I would just say to you is that we have a very active listserv within our organization where superintendents are communicating with each other every day.
You mentioned that superintendents could use consistent protocols. What do you mean by that?
Well, what I'm saying here is that, for example, what you have going on today with students or parents in particular, is because that's been the situation that has occurred most often. Parents who are identified as potentially having the infection or students who may be showing signs, what are the protocols for what superintendents should do in those instances?
So that a superintendent can explain to parents and students, this is why it's happening because state officials have told us to handle it this way.
Well, correct. I mean, the issue here is that the more consistency we have, I think the more assurance people have that, you know, we've actually figure this out in terms of how we should proceed. And I would say that, you know, in saying all of that, I think we've certainly had a lot of advice from public health authorities in making these decisions, but mostly been sort of regionally or locally based.
Do you think parents, students, teachers, the local communities should be braced for the possibility or the likelihood of more school closures as we go through this in the coming weeks?
Well, simply based on what we're hearing is that it's more likely than not that we will see more of these events right now because there are so few cases and because you know, we've sort of come to some consensus about those individual cases that are taking place. I think that we're doing what's right. But if this gets worse, I think there are going to have to be some serious conversations about what's the protocol when we see larger numbers of youngsters and or parents in the community. Again, you know, I think a lot of this is going to be regionally based. And so we're going to have to sort of figure that out as time progresses.
Massachusetts Association of School Superintendents Director Tom Scott, thanks for your time. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
You're welcome, Bob.